morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up stories from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. I'm Nikki Ouellette, filling in for Jess Sheldahl. Today is Monday, February 3rd. Today we've got stories on how state officials are responding to the coronavirus, new proposed regulations for radioactive oil waste disposal, and impacts from this weekend's high winds and record-setting warmth. Authorities say strong winds in western Montana caused power outages and road closures on Saturday. The Montana Department of Transportation says the wind gusts caused a semi-trailer to flip near Stevensville, blocking all four lanes on U.S. Highway 93. The Billings Gazette reported that electricity companies reported downed power lines and power outages for customers. Bob Nestor of the National Weather Service says wind gusts were strongest on mountain peaks, hitting 100 miles per hour near Snowbull and 96 miles per hour at Mount Sentinel, both in Missoula. The wind came as the state reached record high temperatures for warmth. In light of federal public health officials declaring coronavirus a public health emergency Friday, Montana officials are gearing up county and tribal public health departments to monitor people flying in from China. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
Federal public health officials announced that U.S. citizens returning from China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, will be subject to 14-day quarantines. People returning from mainland China will be closely monitored for the same amount of time. Jim Murphy with the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says the department has been telling the state's 58 county and tribal health departments to gear up for monitoring at-risk residents.
We're waiting for further federal guidance on the level of monitoring that is going to have to be employed on people returning from mainland China and particularly Hubei province.
Murphy explains that once that guidance is out, state health officials will heavily rely on federal agencies to alert them about at-risk residents returning to the state. He says that information will be passed on to county and tribal health departments, which will coordinate with local providers to monitor them. Murphy says the state isn't currently monitoring anyone, but he says that could change.
It is surprising. There's always people returning from, China coming back to Montana. We'll be monitoring those people. If we're doing that right, even if somebody comes back and becomes ill, we should have them already being monitored and in a way that poses minimal risk to anybody else.
Jennifer Rankoski with the Flathead City County Health Department says her local public health workers have ramped up their communications with local providers.
By and large, we communicate with our partner agencies on a weekly basis anyways. So it's just ramped up a little as we are trying to figure out what coronavirus is going to do.
Rankoski says the county has set up a hotline with information and is encouraging anyone feeling ill after coming into contact with someone from Hubei province to first call their provider to assess their risk. Rankoski and other health officials stress risk in Montana is still low. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
In addition, the Montana University System is prohibiting all university-related travel to China until further notice. That announcement came Friday as world health officials work to contain the spread of the emerging coronavirus outbreak. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
There are no known coronavirus cases in Montana, and the state's university system says it's doing its part to keep it that way. The closest known case is in Washington State. The 16 colleges and universities that make up the Montana University System have banned all travel to China for the foreseeable future. University of Montana spokeswoman Paula Short.
After following this for a number of days and with the latest State Department upgrade of a level 4 alert for travel to mainland China, we got together here at the University of Montana and made the decision to cancel a study abroad trip, which was to embark in March to China.
Short says she's aware of no UM faculty, staff, or students currently in China on university business. However, Short says some Chinese students are currently studying on the Mountain campus in Missoula.
They are, of course, in the midst of a regular semester, so I don't know what travel plans might have been impacted, at least in the near term. I think as this outbreak endures and other things happen, that may have an impact on students, particularly near the end of the semester.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Republican Party on Saturday condemned a comment made by a state GOP lawmaker who said the U.S. Constitution calls for people who identify as socialists to be jailed or shot. The Billings Gazette reported that State Representative Rodney Garcia said Friday at a state party gathering that he's worried about socialists entering the government and being, quote, everywhere in Billings. He stood behind his comments when asked Saturday. Spencer Merwin, the executive director of the Montana Republican Party, said in a statement the party wholeheartedly condemned Garcia's comments. Montana's Judicial Standards Commission has filed a complaint against a judge from Billings, alleging she violated rules of conduct while running for office in 2018. It also alleges Judge Ashley Harada was not candid and honest while another allegation was being investigated. The complaint says she received and made partisan endorsements in elections and made false and misleading statements about her qualifications and experience. Harada was unavailable Friday for comment. Her attorney, retired District Judge Russell Fagg, said he hadn't received a copy of the complaint, which was posted on the Montana Supreme Court website. He declined to comment on the allegations. Montana officials on Friday redrafted several proposed regulations for the disposal of radioactive oil waste following widespread public concern. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche has more.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is in the process of writing its first statewide regulatory guidelines for the disposal of technologically enhanced naturally occurring radioactive materials, or TNORM. The department released a draft last year. DEQ spokesperson Rebecca Harbage says following public feedback, the state redrafted the rules that determine the limits for TNORM disposal. DEQ's new draft lowers its proposed maximum gate limit of 200 picocuries per gram of radioactivity down to 50 picocuries, which is the same as in North Dakota. Harbage says members of the public singled out that discrepancy as a source of concern.
That seemed as though it might be creating an incentive for companies to bring their waste across the border into Montana if there was a legal avenue for them to dispose of it here and not in North Dakota, for example.
Among the proposed changes, DEQ now suggests requiring facilities to stop accepting TNORM within 24 hours instead of 5 days if the facility exceeds limits at its boundary. The facility must then take corrective action before continuing operation. Because DEQ only redrafted two rules and their connected provisions, they're providing 30 days instead of 90 for public comment. That period ends March 2nd. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
And the U.S. Forest Service is cracking down on people letting dogs run off leash along trails in Wyoming and Idaho following a surge of reports of dogs harassing wildlife and biting people. Officials say it's not acceptable to treat Teton Canyon like a dog park. Teton Basin District Ranger Jay Pence says the Forest Service will more strictly enforce rules that say dogs must be leased within 200 feet of trailheads and campgrounds. The move comes after nearby Idaho communities, like the town of Driggs, grew dramatically in recent years. And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on news of the day. I'm Nikki Ouellette, filling in for Jess Sheldahl. Thanks for listening.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.